Blog Talk Radio.
All right, let's roll. We are in motion and we are okay. We are here and we are in motion. We do this thing, taking off fast lane, no coasting. What's up, y'all? Welcome to the Daily Go Get a Business Show. I'm your host, Sun752. And tonight on the Daily Go Get a Business Show, we are talking about the things you leave for God and the things that you have to do for yourself now. The things that you leave for God and the things that you leave for your, that you have to do for yourself now. Let me explain to y'all what I mean. Because I'm not trying to sound all blasphemous or nothing like that. But what I mean by this is, you know, when we, if you are a person that has faith, if you're a person that believes in a higher being, a supreme being, if you're a person that's religious, whatever you consider yourself to be, spiritual, religious, it means that you have faith, that you believe in something, and that you think that there's something greater for you out there that you are probably working for. So when we talk about the faith that we have, when we talk about the belief that we share, we're talking about things that probably are going to happen in the future. And we have to do the things now in order that will secure our future. So we are asking, we ask for God, we ask God to forgive us for our sins. We ask for God to bless us with health, prosperity, love, good, and the same things for our loved ones. We pray that our loved ones don't get sick, don't get hurt, you know, are never harmed. We hope that they always have good money. They're able to afford the things that they need. We don't want them out there on the street. We don't want them out there begging. We don't want them have to move back in our cribs, you know, that kind of thing. And we want them to be okay. So we can't always be there to make them okay. But sometimes they may need us right now to help them out. Like, so, you know, prayer works. I believe that prayer works, but it normally works for things that are down the line. Right now, you got to get up off your ass. Right now, you got to do some things that are necessary. Right now, you got to move. You got to plan. You got to strategize. You got to use your head. Whatever you have learned up until this point, you have to put those things to use. Now, maybe you are living out the karmatic blessings of the things that you have set up from before, but right now, you got to do it right now. Like, God ain't gonna pay this electric bill right now. You got to pay it. But maybe you were blessed with the means to be able to do so. So that's what we're going to talk about tonight. We're going to kick this thing around. Hopefully we can increase the understanding, because I know I'll be coming up with these topics and all of that, and sometimes they may seem a little off the wall. And believe me, I'm not on some old holy roller shit. I'm not, you know, I haven't had a religious experience or anything like that, but I consider myself to be a spiritual person, and I know that many of you consider yourselves to be the same. But so the one thing about being a spiritual person is that you always have a bunch of questions. You always be asking yourself how come things are the way that they are. You be trying to figure things out. You are in search, constant, relentless search of the truth. Constant, relentless search of the truth. Yes, you are constant, relentless, yeah, in search of the truth. I said you are constant and relentlessly in search of the truth. You are in constant and relentless in search of the truth. So that's what we're getting into right now. So that's what we're talking about. Trying to find that truth, trying to figure out how come things are the way they are, trying to figure out why you are the way that you are. You know what I'm saying? There's a whole lot of psychology that goes into why we are the way we are, why we do the things that we do, why we think the things that we think, why we feel the things that we feel, why we hang around with the people that we hang around with, why we are attracted to the people that we're attracted to, why they're attracted to us. We try to find out. And once we start to, you know, get closer to finding those answers and we start to make those connections, well, we try to make sure that our faith and our spirituality kind of cements those things in place. After we make the connection or get close to finding out the truth about those connections, we try to make sure that we secure those connections. So that's what we talk about tonight on the Daily Go Get a Business Show. Let's get it popping. Urban Therapy with Sun 752. Is this the daily, the Daily Go Get a Business Show? We do this every single day. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. We break it down, baby. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. I'm your host, Sun 752, a.k.a. Omar with the... And if you can't say Omar with the R, well, then you just say Omar with the R. This is the Daily Go Get a Business Show all up in your area. I'm feeling like a real man should. And I hope y'all feeling like real men and women should also. Tonight we are talking about the things that you leave for God and the things that you have to do yourself, do for yourself now, brother. Now, sister, what's going on? Stacey White, how you feeling tonight? It's good to see you coming through looking bright. And my brother from another mother, Norris Hills, back, relax, do your thing, match, and chill the couch, and blend. Me friend, me favorita, always good to see you, no doubt. And T. Carrie Wright, morning, noon, and night. It's always great to have my peoples going right and directly into your sight. What's up, y'all? So what are we talking about? The things that you leave for God. Like, listen. God, I'm going to go get this checkup soon. Or I just got a clean bill of health. Or it ain't such a clean bill of health, but you know what I mean? You know, I got a few dents in the car. Or, you know, I might have to change a few fluids. Or listen, the car running. The car is you, and the car is running. It ain't perfect. It ain't showroom ready, but the car is running. So you may pray, and you may have faith that in the future, God will keep you stabilized. Like maybe your last checkup revealed through your blood work that, you know, you had some kidney damage or some liver damage or a heart disease, you know, maybe not all the way heart disease, but, you know, the ticker might be a little bit of the focus, like your heart beating, but you know, you have a family history of heart diseases or cardiovascular issues and things like that. So you may be praying that he keeps you good in the future, you know, but the things that you have to do right now, is you're going to have to eat right. You may have to exercise, start moving around more, start walking more than you drive, things like that. You know what I mean? Those aren't the things that are going to be taken care of by prayer. Hopefully when you do those things in the real time, then your prayers will be answered later on. And they might not just be answered for you, but they may be answered for some of your other people who aren't doing the right things to make sure that their future looks bright. And you know, we always have a bunch of our loved ones that ain't doing the things that we hope that they would do or that we wish that they would do in order for us not to selfishly feel the stress of them putting their health in jeopardy. Do you understand what I'm saying? Because I'm really trying to be clear about this thing. So, you know what I'm saying? I know some of these titles and some of these subjects be off the wall. I know they be off the wall, but, you know, we're going to try to make some sense of everything. I swear to God, I'm going to do it. All right. Okay, Nora says, if you think you can or can't, you're right, quoting George Clinton. Free your mind and your ass will follow. Word up. Word up. Problem is, when we start talking about genetic conditions, sometimes our can and can't fall by the, I know we speak highly of being able to speak things into our existence and making sure that we don't claim things that we don't want and things like that. I ain't gonna front. I half-heartedly believe that. I do believe that you can manifest things through your belief system, through your faith, through your mental by building up your mental strength. However, sometimes people are just fooling themselves. Like, all right, you having a heart attack, you going to try to make yourself think that you ain't having a heart attack? Like, all right, good luck with that. You having a heart attack. And maybe up until that point, you were making sure that you don't claim heart problems. Like, no, ain't nothing wrong with my heart. I don't care what no doctor say. Ain't nothing wrong with my heart. I mean, I just have to keep certain things real. You know? Don't allow your... What do we call it when people... it leads to denial. But, you know, when we fail to claim things, own things, and stuff like that, I'm trying to figure out what the word is. There is a word. There is a term to describe that, but I can't think of it. But we don't want to certain things to turn into denial. Like, I've known people who have had certain physical conditions, and they was like, I'm not claiming that. Like, they got diagnosed with some type of bloodborne disease. Like, okay, I got lupus. I know somebody that was diagnosed with lupus, and she was like, I'm not claiming that. I'm like, you better make sure that it don't claim you. You know, you ain't got to love somebody for them to love you back. And guess what? You ain't got to hate somebody in order for them to hate you back. So when it comes to your physical, when it comes to things that are going on with you physically, it ain't always about your faith. You got to do some shit. You got to do some shit. The doctor tells you, like, listen, you got to have this emergency surgery right now, or it ain't, you ain't going to have to worry about no emergencies no more. Now, you can be like, nah, I need a second opinion. Nigga, you ain't got no time for the first opinion, because what I just told you ain't no damn opinion. That was a fact. Well, I need a second fact. Sedate this motherfucker and get him in this goddamn OR. Forge his signature on the damn thing. He gonna die. He gonna die. She gonna die. We gonna die. The things that you leave for God. Health, wealth, prosperity, luck, love, things like that. You hope that in the future you're granted those things, and you may have faith in the Lord that he's going to provide those things for you in the future. But for right now, you got to get up off your ass. Your alarm clock just went off. You got to move. Speaking of alarm clock. You know, this daylight savings time thing be messing me up. I know it's only an hour, but that hour be doing me dirty. It does. I know that when the body gets used to doing certain things at a certain time, even if mentally you're not really pressed for whatever the time is or whatever the routine is, but your body gets used to doing certain things. And when it doesn't do those things, when you've trained it to do certain things at certain times, and then you shake that up, it's going to have an effect on you. And it can cause a lot of stress because, you know, things aren't happening when they're supposed to be happening. So things are waiting to be secured, and then it's not happening then. So they're just out there in limbo. The human body is a crazy thing. So I'm saying all this to say this. You know, with that hour going up, you know, the days are longer now. sometimes for some of us that may be a good thing. For others of us, we like, you know, if your sleep patterns are messed up or whatever, you probably want it to be dark a little bit longer so you can get that sleep. But I was going to ask y'all, have you ever been so tired? Have you ever laid down, you know, take a nap or whatever, and you've been so tired that when your alarm clock went off that you was ready to shoot the messenger? You know, I say, you don't want to set the time for the, you don't want to set the alarm clock for that time. But you ever get up and you be like, I'm going to just tell y'all, yesterday I took a nap before we did this show. And I was so grogged out when I woke up. I'm looking at my phone where the alarm was set and my tablet. I was like, yo, you ain't got to talk to me like that. You know how like somebody wake you up out of your sleep in a bad way, like yell at you or shake you. And like, that's how I was feeling about my alarm clock. I was like, yo, hold on, dog. You ain't got, first of all, shut up. You ain't got to be all loud like that. You ain't got to talk to me like that. I was going to get up anyway. But you ain't got to be all, you ain't got to talk to me like that. You too, tablet. Shut up. Shit. I was getting up. You know you in a bad space when you start getting mad at things that don't have feelings. Electric things. TVs. You know, when we lost the Super Bowl, how many of y'all was yelling at that TV? Like, yo! TV ain't got no feelings, yo. It ain't got no feelings. It may hear you, because, you know, you can speak to your TV. You know, these smart TVs, now they hear you. You know, you got cable where you can speak into the remote. Yeah, the TV hear you, but it ain't feeling you. It only takes commands. You know what I mean? But you know, that's when you know you're in a bad space. When you start talking to things with feelings to things that don't have feelings. I yell into this microphone, but only because I know y'all can hear me. I can't actually yell at the microphone. Hey, your microphone? Here's a keyboard. You know how many times I've yelled at this keyboard like, yo! You stop sticking, because it's wireless, and sometimes the wireless signal ain't right and all that. You know what I'm saying? Just keep it moving. The things that you leave for God and the things that you have to do for yourself now. The things that you leave for God and the things that you have to do for yourself now. In the future, you may pray to God that your haters go away. Pray to God that your haters go away. Pray to God that your haters go away. Yo, pray to God that your haters go away. Hey, yo, hater, I need you to go away, but guess what? I got to take care of you today. Hater, I hope you go away, but right now I got to take care of you today. So God is going to take away you and all the rest of y'all. But right now, I'm going to clear all y'all motherfuckers and suckers and Tommy suckers and smuckers, damn eating ass niggas and nuts. You understand what I'm saying? I know that at least one of y'all, some of y'all got a hater at work. You might have a hater at work. You might have a hater in the hood. You might have a hater at the club, organization that you're a part of. Somebody out there doesn't seem to want you to go forward, get ahead, advance, do well, be comfortable. Well, in the future, you're hoping that God takes care of all of that. But right now, you got to do it. Right now, you got to get your mind right to either be able to kill them with kindness, ignore the hell out of them, keep going in spite of them, act like you don't hear or feel that you don't hear the things that they're saying about you, even though those things may be in earshot, even though people may be coming back and telling you those things that have been said. You know, you may try to, you know, move forward regardless of the energy, the negative energy that they are espousing. Those are things that you have to do right now. Because right now, you got to handle some things. They might be defaming you. They may be making your name look bad in front of other people who love and respect you, or people who are trying to gain your trust or be able to trust you. So they messing things up for you. You got to handle those things now. God will take care of them in the future when they play themselves, when they allow their devilish ways or they allow their hate to consume them to the point where they have become so obsessed with trying to make things hard for you or bad for you that they actually make those things hard for themselves and they eliminate themselves. But God got to take care of those things later. For right now, you got to take care of them. You got to make sure that your name is good. You got to make sure that they didn't change the names or forge the signatures or mess up things that are going on for you right now. You got to make sure that your blessings don't get blocked in real time. I can get rid of all of them later on, but right now you got to do it. You understand what I'm saying? And y'all might not be feeling what I'm saying. I understand. I get it. I'm not saying I'm right about this. I'm putting it out there, though, because I'm a putter out there. I'm an out there putter. Make sure y'all hit that like button, y'all. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel. If you haven't subscribed to the channel yet, this is the Daily Go Get It Mism Show. The things you leave for God and the things you have to do for yourself right now. Right now, you might have to reach out and touch somebody. When was the last time you had to put hands on somebody? See, this is a good hand. You might have had to put the... Listen. You know when you grab somebody by the shoulders, the collar, or the neck, you're not playing with them. You're not playing with them. You know what I mean? That's the biggest invasion of personal space. You know, when you got to... Hey, listen, chill. Let me talk to you for a second. For real, stop. I want you to stop playing with me. I want you to stop playing with me right now. Right now. Yeah, when you invade somebody's space like that, and it may have, I don't know when the last time y'all have had to do that, or if you've had to ever do it before, but if you have, if you have to get that close up on somebody and they don't immediately shake you off, it's because they already felt that grizzly bear energy. Like you're about to put the bad claws and paws on them. You're about to put the bad, listen, when you press, Joe, for real, they know you're about to put them bad paws and claws on them, dog. You're about to put the bad claws and paws on them. Like, they might don't feel so safe, you know, wiggling out of that situation. Cherry, what's going on? Dana Dane, Cinderella, and Mia Cunningham. How y'all feeling, man? Thanks for coming through. All right, so what are we talking about? Norris Hill says, the kingdom of heaven is within. I totally believe that. You know what I mean? Cherry says, hold on, let me get myself right. Let me make sure. I do listen, but I don't always comment. It's funny because I got married to a pastor. I consider myself a decent person before I met him, a loving person. I believe in God. I'm definitely manifesting. I hear that. That's what's up. All right, Nara says, although I didn't show it much, I was sad and scared doing silent prayers when I went through chemo. I still feel like I'm walking on eggshells sometimes. Man, what's scarier than that? Real shit, man. First of all, I'm glad that you went through that successfully. But you going through that situation is exactly what I'm talking about. Think about it. You was hoping that God was going to take care of everything going forward, and hopefully he did. But in the meantime, you had to do that. You had to do that, because if you didn't do that, well, who knows what the outcome was going to be. And there are plenty of people who accept the outcome to be whatever it's going to be without their provocation or instigation. Not instigation. Intervention. There we go. There we go. I'm going to get my vocab together one day. I'm going to get it together. Stacey White says, always searching for the truth. You know, Stacey, when we talk about always searching for the truth, that's not a small thing. It's not a small thing, because you have to be brave in order to search for the truth. Fuck what you heard. You have to be brave to search for the truth, because we know that the truth is sometimes elusive. We know that people hide the truth, and we know that there are times when the truth hurts, and we know that the truth really only hurts when the lies have been fed to us to make us feel good. The truth only hurts when the lies have been told to us to make us feel good. You wear a bunch of makeup to make yourself believe that you are prettier with the makeup. You don't want anybody to see your face, because you think that truth is going to make them think that you're not as good looking. It's not even the truth. But the truth only hurts when the lies have been given to us to make us feel good. So being brave enough to swallow your pride, to lock yourself in the same room with that monster of truth, it's not a small thing. Especially when you have a decent head on your shoulders, to the point where you don't accept everything bad as being the truth. Because the truth is not everything bad. The truth is everything that actually happened. It ain't nothing but actuality. You can call it reality, whatever. Let's call it actuality, because we've distorted what real is supposed to mean. We've made everything real bad. Oh, yeah, that motherfucker gripped the nigga up, smacked him up. You know what I mean? Shot the nigga. Yo, he real. Don't fuck with him because he real. That ain't real. If that's real, you mean to tell me everything that's good is not real? Everything good is fake? And I mean, that's the kind of energy that we've been putting out there. Everything that's good is fake. So love ain't really real. Cheating is real. Fidelity ain't real. Infidelity is real. Niggas don't be telling you the truth. They be lying. When you see somebody being truthful, when you see somebody actually living in their truth, they ain't real, because you don't really think they're going to be able to stick to the script. But anything that you do in this world that's actual is real. What have you made your reality, though? So that's why I say the truth is actual. Because we've distorted, we fucked up what real is supposed to be. So let's talk about what's actual. Because we haven't tapped into that adjective yet, or that synonym. We haven't tapped into that yet. Yeah. So, yeah. In order, you got to be brave in order to embrace the truth. But once you embrace the truth, you are free as fuck. When they say that the truth shall set you free, they weren't lying. We just don't understand what they were saying. We're thinking that, okay, if I tell the truth, then I'll be free in that I won't have to worry about nobody messing with me. No, you are free in that now you have accepted what the future is going to give you. What the future holds, now you're open to it instead of trying to duck, hide, and avoid everything that you think is going to be painful for you. You can always tell the truth. I mean, I'm sorry. You can always tell the difference between people who are living in their truth and people who ain't really got no truth in them. And just because you don't have no truth in you, and just because you don't have no truth in you, don't mean that you're a bad person. It just means that you have some challenges. You have some challenges to overcome. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Jerry says, I'm here for a little while. I'm so happy to be here. I see everybody. Everybody's here, and it brings joy to me. That's what's up. Good looking. Good looking. Good looking. Okay. Nara says, your opinion is your personal problem and relevant when it comes to minding my business. I'm not a part of your problem. Don't become a part of mine. I hear that. Mia says, what the sign do to you? That, listen, it's a banner. I'm just saying. I mean, he's there to help. Nice. Fun. Good. Nice. Fun. Good. Good. Fun. Nice. Mia says, told someone at work that had to make it their business to let me know that they didn't like me. I'm not about to make you make your problem my issues. You have to dislike me without me caring. Sometimes you got to let them know. Sometimes you got to let them know. You know what I mean? Nara says, Negroes make me shake my head acting like they run the workplace while someone else is signing their paycheck. Well. I mean, it says straight facts, true actuality. Been conditioned to wait. I mean, to want. Wait. We're conditioned to want what makes us feel good and appeals to our senses instead of dealing with the actual factual.
Mm-hmm.
Real shit. We have a lot more power in manifesting things than we give ourselves credit for. But we concentrate more on the results than the process. And that's where we go wrong. And that's why when I say things that you leave for God and things that you have to do for yourself. Now, we trust God for the process. But a lot of times we don't respect the process in real time. We're hoping everything will turn out fine. But we got to do the things right now to make sure that they turn out fine. Look, I mean, as simple as if you keep putting money in the bank, later on you'll have money in the bank. You don't put no money in. I don't care how much you pray. You don't open up an account in Wells Fargo. You ain't going to have no money in no account. Shit, you got motherfuckers so delusional out here that they're hoping that some type of class action suit that they never even thought about will come through. You know how sometimes you get an email or sometimes you get a letter in the mail saying, oh, yeah, if you've ever used Neutrogena back in the day or Eucerin or what's that shit? Carry lotion. I don't know. Jergens. Whatever. If you used it back in the day and you were still ashy, well, they found out that it was something in there that was preventing people from having moisture in their skin. And not only that, but it gave some of them a bump. You might, you know what I mean? You might be eligible to collect, you know, part of a class action suit. So, listen, you might got a check waiting for you. Some of us, we haven't put no money in the bank, and we're hoping that the money is going to be there for us when we get there. Carol Chamberlain says, and when, evidently, you know all about this, Carol. And when they settle the case, you get like $2. Yo, real shit. Real shit. They ought to call it an ass action suit. It's an ass action suit. This suit is ass. This check is ass. Y'all gave me $4. I got double what Carol got. I got $4. $4. I'ma go buy me some more lotion. I'ma go buy me some more lotion. I'ma go buy me some more lotion. But I gotta add $2 cause this shit is expensive. I'm gonna go buy me some new lotion. I'm gonna buy me some new lotion. I'm gonna buy me some new lotion. I'm gonna buy me some new lotion. But I gotta add $2.50 to it cause it's expensive. Buy me some new lotion. Buy me some new lotion. She ass, right? Hoping on a wing, wishing on a wing and a prayer. On the wings of ash, up and above the clouds, on the wings of ash, up and above the clouds, together flying high. On the wings of ash. Crackly ass. Your crackly, prickly hands off me sight. Go usury sight. Somebody get this nigga $8.50 so we can go buy some usury. With your alligator hands having ass. With your alligator hands having ass. You got the only human hands that we can make a belt out of. You heard of snake skin? That's Jake skin. Yo, take Jake hands and make some accessories out of this shit. I know we can get at least a keychain out of it. On the wings of ash, up and above the clouds, together flying high. Is on the wings of ash. I used some oil, but I guess some oil wasn't good enough. Cause here we are with my hands still ashy as hell. Seems like I'm always rubbing, but the fucking shit ain't working. Wondering if we ought to stay or take it back to the store. Just once. All right. Okay. All right.
Me. Chill. Y'all got chill. Me said, are you still ashy? I wrote down a quote. If you don't see riches in your imagination, you won't see them in your account. I hear that. The attorneys took the money off the top. That's right. Wings of ash, baby. Shirley Cheryl, the world's most precious and greatest pearl in the world. Shirley Cheryl, the world's most precious and greatest pearl in the world. What's going on, y'all? Listen, today we talk about the things that you leave for God and the things that you have to do for yourself right now. On the wings of it. I said, on the wings of it. I said, just once. I said, just once. Can we find a way to finally make it right? Oh, using all the lotion all goddamn night. No, we could break through it. The bottle, you just use it. Okay, all right. All right. We all want our health to be straight. We all want our money to be straight. We create
the things in our lives that are happening in our lives, but we don't always take responsibility or acknowledgement of it. For example, many of us complain about the bills that we have to pay, but we fail to acknowledge the fact that we made the bills. We made the bills. You know, routine maintenance. When you perform routine maintenance on something, which is something that you have to do in real time, which will secure your future, so you can make God happen in your future. You can make God, you can make the miracle of God happen in your future, but because you have to, but you have to do the things right now that will make those things manifest themselves in the future. So you spend too much money, then you're going to have bills. But instead of acknowledging that we spend too much money or we spend too often, we say things like, well, you know what I mean? We got to have this or we got to have, I mean, you got to have, you know, look at the excuses that people make for smoking cigarettes or drinking or smoking weed. Those are vices. Niggas who trick all the time. We say shit like this. Some of y'all may have said this. I know all of y'all have heard somebody say this. Well, what's the use in working, you know what I mean, if all I can do is pay bills with the money that I make? Well, I know when you took that job that you have, you did not take the job that would only pay the bills that you had. What happened was you took the job and then you started making more bills than the job was paying you for. That's what happened. But you don't want to look at that part. I'm saying, man, you know, like, you know, look at what people say when they spend their last money. Well, you know, I was just like, fuck it, because I only had a couple of hundred left and whatever. And I mean, what was I going to do? So instead of keeping the last couple of hundred and making it stretch until you got some more, you decided to just go ahead and spend it on some old, I'm saying. I mean, I was feeling bad, man, so I just went ahead and I went ahead and gambled it. I went ahead and tricked. I went ahead and bought a half an ounce. And I went ahead and whatever you did, you ain't have to do that. You create problems for yourself and you want to bitch about not having the means to take care of them. That's on you. That's on you. You can do better than that. That's my word. On the wings of Ash. I said, on the wings of Ash. Okay. All right. Sherry says, I believe in manifestation. I'll write it down, visualize it, but that's also when God comes in because sometimes my dreams were too small and he multiplied it. Okay. And I don't see anything wrong with what you did, what you wrote, and how you feel. All I'm saying is I don't think that God put us on this earth to just wait in order to die, wait to die and go to heaven. We got work to do. We got work to do. Now, the work that I may have to do may not be the work that you have to do, but they may have similarities. And we may be alive at the same time that the work has to be done, even if we don't work in the same areas for the same people toward the same cause. But nowhere in any holy book do I know where it says you can just sit on your ass and just wait to enter the kingdom of heaven. You got work to do. So a lot of that work may be personal work. It may be professional work. And it may be spiritual work. But you got to do something. You got to get up, get out, and do something. We got to do something. So I don't think that this is a really tough thing to deal with. I don't think so. But when we fail to get started on the things that we want. We don't have anybody to blame for that except for ourselves. Just like sometimes, in some instances, you may not have anybody to thank for your success besides yourself if nobody has helped you, nobody that you can point to. I mean, there's always somebody we can thank for whenever we have something, some things that happen that are good for us. We always have somebody that we can thank. But sometimes we can be going through it so hard or so bad for so long that we may fail to acknowledge or remember. You know how it feels. You probably all know how it feels to have helped somebody get somewhere, gain something, and do something, and they fail to remember that you helped them. You know what I mean? They give a shout out to everybody, like, yo, man, I want to give a shout out to my mom, my dad. I want to give a shout out to my baby brothers. I'm going to give a shout out to my first wife. I want to give a shout out to my last baby mom. I'm going to give a shout out to my kids. I want to give a shout out to all my coaches and all of the fans. And I want to give a shout out to blah, blah, blah. You giving all these shout outs. You're on the mic. You're on the mic longer than the 2 minutes that you're supposed to be able to get to speak on the behalf of somebody's funeral. You know, how it is when you at a funeral and they be like, you know, everybody gets 2 minutes to speak on the behalf of the deceased. And, you know, people be, you know what I mean? Some people be playing the wall. And some people be waiting. They waiting. And nah, man, that was my man. I'm waiting to speak for my man. I'm waiting to speak for my man. You know what I mean? I'm waiting to speak for my man. So your time come. Like, yeah, I never forget the time when we was three. And I remember his mom introduced me to him. And I remember he had the big blocks and I only had the little blocks. You know what I'm saying? And we started building blocks with each other until we was like in our 30s and our 40s and whatever. And I just wish he was here to build blocks with me again. But one thing is for sure, all of them blocks that he showed me and, you know, the way he told me how to stack the blocks, I must be stacking them blocks forever. And I know that he's up in heaven stacking blocks for me. And when I get there, I'm going to stack my blocks with him. And you know what I mean? I just want to say something about blocks, y'all. I just want to say something about blocks. Listen, I know we only supposed to speak for 2 minutes, but I just got to say something for my man. Because I know he's looking down on me right now. And he's watching over me. God gave me an angel. I got an angel that's going to walk with me. And he helped me out with these blocks. So anyway, you know, you got to put the block, one block in front of the other. You know, sometimes you got to take the block and you got to treat them like a brick. So you got to put one block next to the other block and add the mortar and then stack the block and the block, the brick, the brick, the block. The bricks and the blocks is kind of the same. But, you know, sometimes we throw bricks on the block. You know, but I don't really want to go into that. But anyway, what I'm saying is, and all I'm saying is, they might have thanked everybody except for you. And you was the one that gave them the money in order, you gave them the startup cash to get whatever it is that they have now. And they still ain't even paid you back. So sometimes we fail to acknowledge who was down for us because we were selfish. Or maybe we believed or made ourselves believe that you were supposed to have done this. You were supposed to have done this for us. You know, how some children take their parents for granted. Well, you know, I mean, you were supposed to make sure that I had this, that, and the third. Like, shoot, well, you don't know no, you don't have no friends who had parents who didn't do shit for them. You know, you taking for granted that you were supposed to have what you have because we made sure that we took care of you. That don't mean everybody out there is getting what you get. You ungrateful bastard. I love my children, but they're a bunch of ungrateful bastards, but they ain't get that from me. That ain't what Nana says. Shut up. Okay. Mia says you are here for a purpose, without a doubt. Mia says if you don't sit the hell down with your blocks, You understand, man? You know, he had the blocks. I had the blocks. We was building blocks. We had bricks on the block. Blocks for the bricks. I mean, I'm just saying, man. That was my man. That was my motherfucking man. Hold on. First of all, y'all ain't nobody going to stop me from talking about my motherfucking man, because that was like a brother to me. He was more than like a brother to me. You know what I'm saying? We was like the Corsican brothers. When he was hurt, he would get cut, I would hurt. You know what I mean? When he passed, even though I feel like he's still here, but when he passed, a part of me died with him. You know what I mean? A part of me went with him and shit. And he gonna always be part of me. You know what I mean? Yeah, listen, you know, out of everybody, you know, I wanna say peace to his mom. I wanna say peace to his kids. I wanna say peace to his girl and his wife. I wanna say peace to everybody. You know what I mean? And you know I love all y'all. You know what I mean? Y'all know I love all y'all. Hey, yo, for real. Y'all know Floyd love all y'all. I love all y'all. I love his girl. Not like that though. But you know his wife, his mom, and everybody. You know, brother, sister. Yo, shout out to the Jeffersons. Shout out to the Jeffersons, man. Y'all real. But that was my man though. For real, that was my. When you saw him, you saw me. When you saw me, then you saw him. Like you see me now, you see him. And when you see him, and you don't see him no more, y'all still gonna see me. Because y'all can't see him no more, that means you gotta see me. And whoever didn't see him the right way, they gotta see me. But y'all gonna see me because y'all gonna see him. Even when y'all don't see him, because you gotta see me. That was my nigga, man. Fuck this shit. That was my motherfucking nigga, man. All right. Listen, Floyd, you gotta. Other people got to speak. I know other people got to speak. Hold on. Listen, no disrespect. But I'm speaking on my... No, hold on. I turned this bitch out. Hold on. The things you leave for God... And the things you have to do for yourself. I'm just saying, man. Shit is rad out here. I'm just sharing the show. Don't mind me. Don't mind me. Don't worry about me, son. Don't worry about me. What about this video, man? You gotta get the shit off me. All right, there we go. Okay. So there's certain things that you have to do right now in order to make your situation better. And the better that manifests itself later is the stuff that is a product of you doing the things right now. So God is going to take care of you later. But right now, you better make sure that your lights don't get cut off. You better make sure that you don't come in here. You know what I mean? To wash your hands and don't no water come out the faucet. And what some of y'all call the spigot. Yo, ain't no water coming out the spigot. All right, flush the toilet. See what happened. Yo, I flushed the toilet. It flushed, but I don't hear it filling back up. Oh, my God. Hey, you going to ignore it? You ignored them late notices? They send you shut-off notices. Before they shut your shit off, I don't care whether it's credit cards. I don't care whether it's utilities. I don't care whether it's your car note. I don't care whether it's your house or your apartment. You get fair warning and enough time to be able to make arrangements to have your stuff taken care of. But sometimes we don't do it. Lord ain't gonna bless you for your inactivity, you dummy. You may avoid a shutoff here and there. You may avoid a repo for a certain amount of time. Shout out to people who park their car, I don't know, 2 miles away from their crib, you know, so the tow truck man don't come, you know what I mean, come through. But, you know, they putting GPS trackers on cars now when they sell them. So, but it's in that contract that you failed to read when you got your car note. when you bought your car. You don't have to submit to that. You can tell them, take that GPS shit right off my car, because I'm about to hide my shit right now. Anyway, Shirley Cheryl says, at this point, I'm just grateful for the little stuff. My son was shot for, oh, I thought it was over for him. That's how I know God is good. Whoa. All I could do is pray. He's recovering now. Oh, I got to talk to you. Whoa. What are we talking about? Oh, no, that's a little, what? Not my homie. Either one of them, not the young boy. Yeah. All right, let's do these birthday shout-outs. You have some birthday shout-outs to do. Some people were born on this glorious. March 22nd, and they deserve to be acknowledged. So let's go about our business of acknowledging them and making them feel special because they are special because they are special because they are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They get number one out the box, Kendra Hamilton, turning 36 years old today. And also Shaquana Shani Wright, turning 42 years old today. And Malcolm Bowles, go get her, Malcolm Bowles. Happy birthday to you. And Nikki Jeffrey, happy birthday to you. And my man Derek Thompson, happy birthday to you, D. And last but not least, Jerome Wilson. Jerome. I want to say happy birthday to all of y'all and anyone else out there who shares this birthday on this glorious. 22nd. I hope that today finds you all in good health, happiness, mind, body, soul, and spirit. All of y'all go ahead and turn up. But don't turn up too loud. Just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you. I rock out. Rock on and do the damn, the rock out. Rock on and do the damn, rock out. Rock on and do the damn thing. You do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. You do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. Good things happen to those who wait. Great things happen to those who grind, and anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard, go for yours, and remember, man, listen, check it out, feel me. Some things you have to leave for God, and some things you have to take care of yourself right now, brothers, right now, sisters. Let your faith and your spirituality lead the way. But make sure that along the way that you are letting those things lead you, you do what you know that you're supposed to do. Do what you've been trained to do. Do what you've been taught to do. Do what you know how to do. That's kind of, you know how they say, I always get this saying messed up. Maybe y'all can help me with it. But they say, hard work breeds good luck or something like that. Hard work breeds good luck, blah, 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 blah. Make sure y'all hit that like button. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel. If you haven't subscribed to the channel yet, peace to all my day ones, my everydays, and my brand news. I love y'all to death. Resuscitate y'all. I love y'all right back to life. Yes, yes, y'all. All right. Blog Talk, we going to get you out of here. Yeah. And for my YouTubers, you know just how we do, but thanks for coming on through. See you on the other side, my boobers. Peace, y'all. See y'all tomorrow at 7 o'clock. Power. Mm-hmm.